fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Call News studios. That's right, the Call News is your local source for news and sports. I mean, if you want the best local coverage of news and sports, what's happening in your home county, Mobile County, what's happening here? You want to know, you go to the Call News. Go to thecallnews.com right now, and you can subscribe, get it delivered to your house, get it online any way you want it. Whatever you want to know, from Mount Vernon down to Dauphin Island and Bayou La Batre, all the way back up to Citronelle, and from the Mississippi line to the Mobile River, they've got it all. The best local news and sports coverage. The Call News. Go to thecallnews.com and the most provocative opinion page anywhere. And I got a lot of letters. Don't let me forget to mention, got the most letters I ever got, which is not a lot, but relatively speaking. And how are we here? How is it possible that week after week we can invade your radio? We can find your tune-in radio. We can get the radio in your truck. We can stream it on your computer. Who knows? I mean, we're kind of like Google. Does it just pop up on your computer and start streaming FMTalk1065.com at 8 p.m. every Thursday? And if you're wondering how these mysteries are possible, it is because we have the wizard of the airwaves. He works here. He's been here. He's tried to keep a low profile, but his powers are so great, it is hard to keep him concealed. He is our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, has never had to testify before a Senate committee, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I hope I never have to testify in front of a
never have Senate to testify in front
subcommittee.
Of a Senate subcommittee.
Oh, mercy,
never,
mercy.
Never.
Yeah.
That's our guy. And
thank you,
also
Pete.
In yes. the house mm-hmm. to bring dignity and decorum to this show, which is a tall order if you've been listening to Mark and I over the years. She is here diligently working to bring decorum and dignity and just make sure there's quality. She is a quality assurance director. she's probably the only reason the FCC has allowed us to remain on the airwaves these last few years. Executive producer, co-host, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It's great to be here.
Always good.
Good job.
Like,
it's always fun. Yep.
And you got the
Coast Guard.
Coast Guard t-shirt. I like that.
The rescue swimmer team.
The rescue swimmer instructor. Yeah. All right. So if you need swimming lessons, you can text in.
Well, you know, they're working rescue hard lessons. In North Carolina. They're doing really cool.
Oh, yes. Actually, I'm glad you brought that.
Which they love to do this.
No, they do.
I mean,
actually, the strike team that's from Mobile has been in North Carolina throughout. They're still there. They're
this
doing
is what they
great.
Do.
This is what they do. They live to do it. They love to do it. They are out there saving lives. So say a prayer for our Coast Guard folks and all the first responders. Because, look, there's a lot of people who have gone to help the people in North Carolina. My daughter actually had to evacuate her house.
Really?
Oh, boy.
And she was way up in the mountains.
Yeah, wow.
And fortunately, she, because we had, I talked to her and I said, man, it's a slow moving storm. I know you live, I mean, she lives high in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. And they
but you live across the street, there's a creek 150 feet away. It's going to dump so much rain, you got to be careful.
Right.
Well, they didn't have anything Saturday and they go to bed Saturday night. And her mother calls her about noon on Sunday. Have you left yet? What do you mean?
Oh, no.
You left? Well, why? He said, the rain, the river's coming up. And they go out, they walk out of the front porch, and the creek that's 150 feet away and usually 15 feet below the grade of the road,
right?
They could see it.
Uh-oh.
Like a rushing river. Yeah. They could actually see it. And they're like, oh, my God, rose 15 feet overnight.
Wow.
And they literally got out.
Amazing.
They literally got out with about 30 minutes spare before the roads got blocked. Oh. Fortunately, their house did not get flooded.
That's
nerve-wracking. But,
Wow.
You live way up in the mountains. You go, it's not going to flood up here.
Well, you don't expect that from a tropical system.
No. Mm-hmm. But it was so slow moving and so much rain.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of flooding still coming.
Still coming. A lot of the rivers downstream, the folks at the coast, you got to be careful because that all that water is coming down from the mountains and heading down the Piedmont and making its way.
The mudslides and stuff gets strange up yes. in the higher elevations with that much water.
That much water. Because they're not used to having that much water.
Right, right.
I mean, you say, all right, we got 18 inches of rain in Mobile. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, we had that much yesterday. It's not that big a deal here. We're kind of set up for water. I mean, it's dangerous. I'm not making light of it. But we are accustomed and built for lots of water.
Right.
Places like that, they, you know.
Well,
I mean, they got probably a fourth to a third of their rainfall, annual rainfall, like in 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You talk about water in the mountains. It's like the prime example is the Colorado River, the Grand Canyon. Now that's a relatively small river,
right?
It doesn't, you know, encompass a lot of area. It's not wide across, but there's such a drop.
Oh yeah,
in elevation mm-hmm. that thing is cutting through.
Yep.
That over the centuries, I mean, it cut one of the most spectacular attractions in the,
that's right.
in
yeah.
the country,
that's all,
in the world.
Right, all that water. That water has power. Do
indeed
not
it
be
does.
Fooled by the water.
As do the waters of chaos seem to be rising.
And the waters of chaos, which brings me, I have a confession.
What's
I
that?
I have something I got to get off my chest.
Tell us.
Many years ago when I was young,
uh-oh,
I had this woman who came to babysit us. I don't remember when it was, but she acted inappropriately with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a congresswoman now.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't remember when.
Where were you living at the time?
I don't remember.
Did she have a Chinese driver?
Maybe. She did bring Chinese food that night. Mm-hmm. I remember that part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just don't remember when or where. But
sounds suspicious.
I want the FBI to investigate.
I think you need to write a letter.
I'm going to write a letter, and I want the FBI to investigate.
I think you should.
This is terrible. This happened 50 years ago.
And she did. And the babysitter committed a federal crime.
I think it's a federal crime. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
So and if it's the one I think it is, it's in the Senate now.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to resign.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
know
what to think about that.
She should step down.
She should step down. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just trying to illustrate how absurd it is. There was a real report, though, from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, joined the Me Too movement, and said that she was at a reception when Abraham Lincoln fondled her buttocks.
Oh. But she's...
Now, they're trying to figure out how to investigate that one, But Ginsburg came up with that
on the
one.
Arc.
She saw the Me Too stuff, and she wanted to be part of it. So she got in.
Well,
now, folks, the big story, and everybody's talking about it, is this incredibly last-second shameless smear of Kavanaugh.
Yeah, and you know what? It actually broke right as we were going off
the
air.
We were going off the air last week.
And I would have never
thought it was anonymous last week, remember?
Yeah, and I really thought it would just be kind of like
an anonymous letter. And everyone's like, what do you mean an anonymous letter, blah, blah, blah.
Because she hadn't revealed.
Well, but see, that's how you know that
how
transparent and how fake this is. Because, as we were on the air last week, Feinstein says, I have this anonymous letter. I'm very concerned. It's very serious charges. But I need to handle this delicately because I really respect the woman who wrote this really, really wants to remain confidential. She doesn't want to come forward. She wants her confidentiality, her privacy respected, so I don't know how to. So I've sent this to the FBI. And everybody's like, whoa, what is this? And so the FBI gets, if you remember, the FBI got it, right?
Yeah.
And they looked at it and they went,
nah.
Nothing we can do with this. So they sent it to the White House over the weekend. Remember?
Yes.
They got lost. They said, that didn't work. So now they're bringing her out. And they said, this is who it is. Dr. Christine Balsey Ford, or whatever her name is. Who cares what her name is, right? And she comes out, she says, Brett Kavanaugh did something inappropriate with me in high school. He tried to pin me down and take my clothes off, but I got away. When was it? I don't know. Where was it? I don't remember. Who was there? And now she's told the story several times, and one time there was four people there, one time there was nobody there, another time there was one person there. The story has all sorts. So, 36 years ago, or thereabouts, 30-something years, 36 mm-hmm. or so years ago, we want the FBI to investigate an allegation that we don't know where, we don't know exactly when, and we don't know exactly who.
Right.
Really? Could anybody take that and go to any law enforcement, even if it happened
this summer?
Let's say it happened last week. This last weekend. Monday morning, last weekend. Hey, something happened to me. Where? I don't know. Who did it? I'm not sure. Where was it? I don't know. What?
Yeah.
And it's so transparent. It's ridiculous. It is a total scam. And look, I know, and you got to give some credit and respect to the Senate and Trump. They're saying, okay, let her be heard. We want to be heard. They're trying to reach out, give her a chance to be heard.
Well, such
delays. She's a liar.
Yeah. But now she doesn't want to talk.
Well, she did. And when they said, I think they didn't plan it. They said, she should be heard. She should be heard. Okay, bring her in Monday. No. She doesn't want to be heard. You can't force her to testify.
FBI investigation first.
FBI, what? No. Folks, the woman is a liar. That's all there is to it. And what this also shows is when you try to be nice and think, I'm going to try to get along with Democrats, they do something like this to remind you, never deal with the Democrats. They're liars. They're dishonest. You can never trust them because this is beyond the pale. And we're going to get into all the details of this. And look, we want to hear from you. If you believe any of this or you think that there's any merit to this, we want to hear from you. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Call News Studios. And hey, the stock market hit a record high today, folks. And jobless claims were at a record low, historic low. Make America great. President Trump's economic policies are roaring and got this economy booming. But you know what? When the stock market sets a record high, guess what? Gold and silver are on sale. You need to be diversified because, you know, we're enjoying the good times, but there'll be bad times again. They come and go, and you need to be ready. You need diversified. You have something resilient, reliable, something that holds its value. That's gold and silver, and you need to buy low. That's what they say, buy low, sell high. Now is the time. This is when gold and silver is on sale. You need to go to Loop Coin at 3972 Government Boulevard. That is your headquarters to buy or sell gold or silver, heirloom jewelry, collectible coins, anything. Go there. Go to Loop Coin, buy or sell gold or silver right now at the corner of Government Boulevard and Azalea Road in Skyland Shopping Plaza and tell them you heard it on Common Sense Radio. Okay. This is the big story, and shout out to Thomas. We know you had to go to the hospital, but you're back home, and we hope that you feel much better, and we appreciate you calling in to let us know your babysitter was a Chevy and not Ford. Everybody can take that for whatever that is.
Okay. We love that.
He actually made my stupid joke sound worthwhile.
That was a good joke.
So anyway, look, here we go. We have an anonymous letter, and then all of a sudden when she has to come out, she's already lawyered up.
Yeah.
I mean, anonymous, I don't want to come out. I want my privacy respected. I want to remain, you know, mm-hmm. I want the confidentiality. Oh, but I'm already lawyered up and had a lie detector test and all that. You know right then you smell the rat.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And all of this transpired since he's nominated for the Supreme Court. So, and then the allegation is about high school antics. I mean, they're treated like, oh, it's attempted rape and blah, blah. Mm. Look, the story she told was that he got her on a bed or something, and she said, oh, she felt like he pinned me down and he was trying to take my clothes off, but I got away. Is high school boys never go to a party, and if they get alone with a high school girl,
I've never done it.
Try to
like
do
that
anything
before.
Like that.
Well,
right? That never happened.
The letter itself was worded so.
Oh, did you read it?
Well, Daniel Horowitz broke it down and gave a lawyer's, you know, and he's tried murder cases. So, right. I mean, he's got the eye for it. He's like, this thing was crafted so handily in the way that it's open-ended. Every
you can't
word,
nail anything down.
Nothing.
Like, nothing can be nailed
so
down.
It's completely fabricated.
But here's the thing. It was nothing actually happened, right? Other than you made me feel uncomfortable. You got too close to me. I said no. I don't know what happened. Yeah. I don't know how it ended, but nothing actually happened beyond, oh, you tried something. But the assumption is, oh, this is so guilty. This is so serious. But we don't know when. We don't know where. And really, you want the FBI to fill in the blanks?
Well, here's
the FBI that can't find Russian collusion?
Exactly. Here's the thing. The Democrats are saying, well, it goes to his character. It goes to his character. To which, you know, if you're looking at character, you know, don't take one isolated incident, even if he did this, which I don't believe he did. What about the 30 years since?
Right. He was a kid. Has he matured to a good man?
Yeah. If you want to go and find out his character, look to what he's done, look to how he lives, look to his family, look to his friends, look to his
associates. How many good people are there around that you know in positions of power and authority that when they were young, they had...
Have you ever had a friend get hired by the FBI, Pete, and they call you? Me too.
No.
Think about the vetting that has already went on.
Oh no!
By the FBI. I mean, they go deep into your background and they ask every. I mean, so we're not. He's not. Just
I had that when I was in the Navy. I had people, old friends in Texas, trying to contact. Go, man, what'd you do? Some guys in suits came out here and were asking about you, man. What are you in trouble? You know?
Right.
I mean, no, they're just doing the background investigation for my.
But
we
got to remember that's already been done.
All of this has been done.
So, I mean,
numerous
times
the guy's out in the appeals court.
Right.
So now and then.
Well, I'm like you. I don't believe this woman.
I don't believe her at all.
Not a word she says. I think there is an agenda there.
Right.
And I think it's been coordinated with the leftists in the committee
and in
Congress.
Oh, no, this is all pre-planned. This is
all pre-planned.
Coordinated.
If it weren't...
This wasn't, I got a letter.
Look, Feinstein thought, I know she thought that they could find something before. Otherwise, why would you hold on to this letter from July? Was it June, July?
June, July, something like that.
That she
for
had
two or
in
three
her
months,
hands,
she held the letter.
Until the very last day, the day before, 2 days before you're going to vote, and then come out and say, because she knew that he was going to get approved by the committee, she knew he was going to get approved by the Senate, and this was the last
the
ditch effort
hour.
To throw a wrench in it.
To try and slow it down, stop it, derail it.
What they were banking on is, all you got to do is accuse the Republicans, and they start running for the cover.
Right.
That's what they were expecting. I think they were expecting, look, we just got to make this sound ominous and last minute and dirty.
Dirty.
Because
dirty.
The Republican base hates dirt.
Dirty.
Right? And we're going to get into their morality, their moral sensibilities, and they're going to turn on him, and he's just going to have to resign.
Yeah.
This won't go anywhere. We're going to make him resign just by saying it.
Yeah.
And
well,
that,
you know,
I think that backfired on him because remember, that's what we were just talking about, I think in the break. She should be heard. You need to hear her. Okay, bring her down. No, you can't force her to testify.
It's like,
well, which is it? You want to be heard or not be heard?
Right, right.
Both, Pete.
No. And that actually, and the other thing about this is they're making a mockery of this. And this is a real, you know, all you feminists out there, this is a real disservice to real victims.
Well, look, you know, I have the luxury of listening to a lot of radio all day, every day, doing my job. And I am not exaggerating, scores of women with real tears, hurt, and distress that are like livid and sickened. And you can tell they have experienced some wretched form of abuse. And it's just such. Well, it's beyond words. You can hear in their voices.
And almost every one of them remember every detail.
Exactly. That's the common thread. There's nothing on.
If it's traumatic, you remember what happened.
You remember where you were, what time it was, who was there, what the circumstances were. You remember that sort of thing.
My wife remembers what she wore on every date.
Yeah.
Every date we ever had, even since from the time we met till now, she can tell me when we went to the Navy League birthday dinner or whatever it was.
I'm
she
like
can
that.
Tell me
I can
what
remember.
She wore.
I can too. Yeah. Women have that gift.
No, they remember
curse,
all that
whichever
stuff.
Way you want to think of it, Pete.
And they also remember what you said or didn't say or what you
correct,
didn't
correct.
Do. They got to remember all that too.
Yep.
And we are totally like, no, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
We're at a total disadvantage there.
That's why men's suits are pretty much standard common. The uniform is,
they all look
is
the
pretty
same.
Much all the same. They're all, you know, interchangeable.
Don't change.
Because we'll never remember that, we can't wear this because we wore it over here last week. No, it doesn't matter.
No, I mean, if it wasn't for the rotation in my closet, because I just put them through. Right.
Swing it around.
I don't know. It's coming up in the number. It's ready, right?
Right, exactly.
I don't know. But it's unethical the way they're treating this. I mean, because think about it. Anybody could say anything.
At any time.
How does this woman have the credibility that she can literally stop the proceedings of the federal government, the Senate of the United States, to confirm or vote or consider a Supreme Court nomination? This woman, with one allegation, with no evidence, that she can't remember any details, has stopped the United States federal government in its tracks.
They're trying to call her Dr. Ford.
Dr. Ford.
But her university is not part of the UC system. It's not.
Yeah, no. And she's they wiped all of her online profiles because some guy took a screenshot.
Yeah.
She's a leftist, rabid leftist, radical feminist professor. She was at the march with the pink, you know, Lady Parts hat on.
Right.
You know, she's a total wild leftist, and the student reviews of her are, she's dark. They said don't get on her bad side.
Whoa.
She's I mean, look, and then you brought up too. How about motive? You brought it up.
Yeah.
In the 1980s, about 30 years ago, Kavanaugh's mother was a judge who ruled on a foreclosure case against Christine Balsey Ford's parents. So
there's some bad blood there, possibly.
So a Kavanaugh cost them their house.
Yeah,
cost them their house.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to get you back, Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh, I'm gonna wait, and one day I'm going to get you and your little dog, too, and your little Supreme Court robes. I'm going to shred every little bit of them,
That's
Brett Kavanaugh.
Good.
I'll get you one day, Brett Kavanaugh.
That was good, Pete.
That's
animated.
Yes, that's what it is. Okay, are we over the break?
Yeah, we are.
We're way over the break. All right, we'll continue. We'll be right back. We'll take your texts and calls at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Call News Studios. And don't forget, at the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, ABC Shirts and ABC Signs. That's right. If you need custom-made dry-fit shirts, or you need promotional signs for a sale at your business, or your... you got silly and you want to run for political office,
right,
or whatever it
you
is,
lost your mind.
You go to ABC Shirts and ABC Signs. They're at abcshirts.biz or abcsigns.biz. That's B-I-Z. They look, if you don't even know exactly what you want, they can help you design it. The graphics, they do it all. Greg down there is a great guy, very helpful. Give him a call at 877-744-6750, and they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
So, too, I felt that in many ways he had already won an important victory. During his confirmation hearings, Judge Bork had given us all a national lesson in our legal tradition and the importance of judicial restraint. The belief of our founding fathers that it was the role of the judge to interpret the law, not to preempt the rights of the people and their legislatures by making the law. So, I could understand then why Judge Bork might choose to withdraw and simply return to the Court of Appeals. I wish you could have been there as Judge Bork explained his decision. As he looked me in the eye and said, "We must do not what was right or easy for himself, but what was right for the country." The best I can do to recreate for you the eloquence and character of this man is to quote from the statement he made shortly after our meeting. Judge Bork said this, quote, "Were the fate of Robert Bork the only matter at stake, I would ask the president to withdraw my nomination. The most serious and lasting injury in all of this, however, is not to me. Rather, it is to the dignity and integrity of law and public service in this country. Judge Bork said a critical principle was at stake. He explained it this way, and again I quote, "Federal judges are not appointed to decide cases according to the latest opinion polls. They are appointed to decide cases impartially according to law. But when judicial nominees are assessed and treated like political candidates, the effect will be to chill the climate in which judicial deliberations take place, to erode public confidence in the impartiality of our judges, and to endanger the independence of the judiciary." End quote.
And that is from a radio address on the 10th of October, 1987, to the nation about his Supreme Court nomination, nominee Robert Bork, who was subjected to, he was never alleged to have done any sort of sexual misconduct or anything illegal, but they smeared the man's character, they smeared his integrity, they smeared his academic credentials. It was awful, and the Democrat Senate wound up not confirming him. But it was a total farce, and it's where this started. This went on to the Clarence Thomas. If you remember in the 90s, they tried to get Clarence Thomas that way. They brought Anita Hill out with these tenuous allegations about what a bad guy he was when he was also a man of high character and moral standing. Everybody who knew him loved him. He had a great history. It's the same thing with Kavanaugh. You were saying it during the break. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of people have come forward. Hundreds of women who knew him in high school and college have come forward, written letters, and said, "We will testify of what a great guy, what a wonderful guy Brett Kavanaugh is." From that time, there is no pattern, there is no character flaw. This is so...
I heard an interview with, just so anybody who ever listens to MSNBC or the other alphabet networks, there was an interview with one of the women who signed the letters, put her signature on the endorsement letter. MSNBC had made the statement that out of all the women who had signed this letter, there were only two that still stood by it. She said in an interview with another talk show, she said, "That's a lie. They never contacted me. I know a half a dozen other women who were signatures on that letter.
Right.
They never called them. They never talked to them. How can they come out and say only two out
because
of the 60?
Because they lie.
Because they're lying. They are lying.
The media,
they're
it's
liars.
Fake news.
They're lying. They're lying. They're lying. And this woman is lying as well."
And let us not forget, when I hear people say, "Well, you know, she has nothing to lose, but..."
No.
She has everything to gain. Let's talk about Anita Hill. You know, think about...
Oh, yeah. She became famous.
Exactly.
And I forget where she went, but she wound up with a pretty...
She did very well.
Very, very good career
all
after that. Because
of that.
She became a darling of all the leftists, and they went... And that's what's going to happen. This woman, you watch, she's going to wind up at Harvard.
Yeah,
when this is over. They're going to... "Oh, yeah, we want you at Harvard."
This whole thing is...
Are you Indian, by chance?
This whole thing is about Roe v. Wade. This is what they think the only way of saving Roe v. Wade.
No, and that's exactly...
That's the whole thing that this is about, even though... There's no case. I mean, you can't just be a Supreme
and
Court justice and walk in and say,
"But
you know, I think we need to repeal Roe v. Wade." It doesn't work that way, folks.
No. But this is to protect abortion. Make no mistake. I think there's two things going on. One, they are doing a Hail Mary to try to protect abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is they're willing to do this stupidity because they know the media will never call them on it. It's an echo chamber. They can lie, and the media will prove the lie. And then the other thing is, they know their base doesn't care. They gobble up whatever they say.
Right.
So they're hoping they get a twofer. They get to sabotage his nomination and rile their base for the midterms.
Right. Well, they may
it has
be,
nothing to do with any truth or any of that.
We said stoking the fire for... In
well, that's
they
my
don't
question.
Want.
Did
I kind of hope they just keep on going.
You think they jumped the shark?
I mean.
Because, I mean, we're really livid. I think a lot of listeners and people across the country are mad. Are they actually inadvertently stoking the Trump base to go, "Okay,
I think
enough"?
So.
Well, there were a half a dozen at least on Fox's power poll that they are tracking different elections. There were about five of them that had either been leaning Democrat or were toss-ups that are now toss-ups or leaning Republican.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So...
No.
And is this a reason for it? I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
and
because
you keep letting these crazy women.
They kept saying, oh, blue wave, blue wave. Well, Reuters just came out. The latest poll this week is the Dems are only plus four. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really close on these skewed polls. And then how about the Texas Senate seat, a Texas state Senate seat?
Beto?
No. This was a Texas state Senate seat, a special election for a Democrat seat. It's been held for a Democrat senator, and a Republican won that seat for the first time in 134 years.
Right, yeah.
And they also, the other one, did you know that Shalala, what's her name? Remember the Clinton's Secretary of Human Services?
Donna Shalala,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, first, we're surprised she's still alive. She's 77. Did you all know she's running for Congress in Florida?
No, I did not.
She's running for Congress in Florida in a race that's supposed to be a slam dunk for Democrats. It's a Democrat district. Guess what?
She's trailing?
She's tied.
Toss up.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. Okay, David has been holding patiently for 5 hours and 36 minutes, so let's get him on the air. David, what do you got for us?
You mean Donna Shalala got tired of ruining Miami, University of Miami, now that she wants to go and ruin Congress?
Yes, she is ready to go to Congress. I didn't even know she was running. I saw this thing about how Shalala is tied in a slam dunk Democrat district.
Well, anyway, no wonder the Democrats want the FBI to investigate, because between James Comey and Robert Mueller, the FBI is the Democrats' own political goon squad, hit squad. So
exactly.
I mean, that's why they want to investigate it.
Yeah, no, we want, just like they filled in the blanks for the dossier so we could leak them and then use it to the media and then use that as evidence at the FISA court that there must be something going on here, because we just read this report in Yahoo News that we leaked to Michael Isikoff.
Yeah,
I know we leaked it, but Michael Isikoff wrote about it, so that's corroboration, so please grant us a warrant to spy on Americans. Yeah, those guys? To fill in the blanks?
And then on top of that, it's some breaking news, breaking weather for you, Pete. Fox News is reporting that in the negotiations that are going on between Dr. Ford's legal team and the Judiciary Committee, she wants only the panel of senators to be able to question her, which means she doesn't want Republican lawyers from the committee lawyers cross-examining her, and she wants Brett Kavanaugh to go first to defend himself against allegations that haven't been made against him yet in the committee. She wants him to go first.
Well, and that's the dangerous part. It's a precedent. Like, she can't do that. She can't say it's going to go.
Yeah, who said she gets... This is the most powerful woman in the world.
No, she's not. If I was Chuck Grassley, I'd come out tomorrow and say, she's welcome to come testify on Monday. She goes first. She gets cross-examined by committee lawyers, and then Brett Kavanaugh gets a chance to defend. And then if she wants a chance to rebut whatever he said, she'll get that opportunity.
That's how it works. Because, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm pretty sure in a case, the prosecution goes first. They make their case.
Yes.
And then you defend.
In this country, you're innocent until proven guilty unless you're a white Republican man.
Yeah, if you are a white Republican man, you are guilty of everything that any woman in California ever alleges about you.
Like
you are guilty.
I think she's making a plea deal with the CIA or something, like in one of the, the drug movies or something. I mean, it's like she doesn't get to say how it goes. I mean, like, why?
Yeah.
What?
My rules.
Real quickly, I was the victim of an armed robbery back in 2006. To this day, without any preparation, I can tell you almost exactly every detail that happened to that. This is, 12, 13 years ago? Except for the exact date that the robbery happened. I can tell you it was in late August of 2006, but I can't tell you exactly which day it was. Other than that, I can tell you every other detail.
I think traumatic events when it's time. It's transparent. This is so transparent. I can't believe everything is stopped for this. It's really ridiculous. David, thank you for the call, and thank you for listening. Folks, we got some more calls. We got the text lines open. David from Gulf Shores said that I'm like Einstein because I wore the same style, size, and color clothes, so he didn't have to waste time thinking about it. And Dave, that's exactly right. I love being in the Navy because I knew exactly what I would wear every day. I never suffered fashion stress. All right, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to the Call News Studios. And look, I know there's some other stories we're going to get into, but the one thing we never even got to about the double standard about all this with this Kavanaugh nomination and, oh, we got to hear this woman, and she's credible and all that. Did you hear the stupid Hollywood actresses? We believe you, sister. We're behind you, sister.
Why do you...
They don't even know her. They know nothing about it. They just know... Who knows who she could be? She'd be, for all we know, she's transgender. She's a dude, man. We don't know. She could be a dude. Do we know? Well, no one knows.
So does that mean that Kavanaugh was a homosexual in high school?
Well, I'm beginning to think his only crime is that he's heterosexual. I don't know.
You're probably right. You're absolutely right.
They all come to mind. But what I was bringing up is Keith Ellison. There are actually credible... recent allegations of him of sexual misconduct and assault and abuse.
She has videos,
medical reports.
There's stuff.
She can't get on news nowhere. There's no Senate hearings or congressional hearings for this
There's
woman.
There's no Hollywood mob.
No Hollywood mob going,
hey, we believe you.
Hey, we believe you. We believe you because we know Democrats do that. No, Democrats don't. They do. I mean, hello. Yeah. Look at Bill Clinton. All of this is just so aggravating. All right, let's get to James in Pensacola. What do you got for us?
Yes, back from behind the Iron Curtain.
All right, glad you're back in God's country.
Back in good old West Florida. Remember all the problems Reagan had trying to get Robert Ford confirmed?
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
You know, did Obama have to go through this with Sonia Sotomayor or Elena Kagan?
Nope. Not at all. No, I mean, there were some people that... There was some grousing about their politics and their ideologies, but they basically went down the, hey, do they have the credentials? Do they have the experience?
Yeah.
And they were...
Which is what the job of the Senate is... Advise and consent. It's not advise and derail.
Right.
It's not derail and dissent.
Right.
It's advise and consent.
You got to, I mean, it's to say
ridiculous.
Somebody is, I think they do have the right that if they put somebody that's totally unfit, they can go against it. But you got to have something more than.
Bush put up a nominee that was totally incompetent and not ready for prime time. What was her name?
Harriet Myers.
Right.
Yeah. And they wound up pulling her.
Yeah. Yeah. She just wasn't up for the job. She didn't have the credentials.
Out.
Yeah. And that's acceptable. That's okay. Mm-hmm. When you put somebody up that isn't ready for the job and doesn't have the credentials to do it.
That's what it's for.
That's what it's for. It's like,
about that. How many Democrat nominees have been flushed out and how many Republican nominees have been flushed out or tried to flush out? Two have been flushed out for sure. Harriet Myers, Robert Bork, and who knows how many they've tried.
By the way, Richard Shelby, didn't he vote against Robert Bork?
That wouldn't surprise me, but I can't tell you because he was a Democrat at that time. So he probably did. He was a Democrat.
Yeah.
He probably did. So, no, it's just, it's disgusting. I just don't know who actually believes this, of real people. Okay, we know Hollywood's stupid. We know the media are liars. We know the Democrats are incredibly dishonest. So, after all of that, who of the real people out there actually believe this nonsense?
Well,
we're not aggravated by it.
10 years ago, the Democrats were going, oh, the Republicans don't want to offer anything to the table. They just want to say no to Obama. What are they doing? The left.
Oh,
exactly.
So it's worse. They used to say, Republicans are a party or no. No, there's nothing. I mean, I bet they don't even serve lunch in Congress anymore because they can't, nobody can decide.
Yeah, they can't agree.
On any
of that. Remember the Tea Party, all they would do was hold up signs on the side of the road and they were chastised and called tea baggers. And yet, look at what the left does.
Yeah,
and that's where all this goes, and that's actually the column this week. I didn't get to it. Is the desperate Democrats becoming dangerous, and that was really just about all of their nonsense, their violence. You know, we people didn't hear it. We talked about it last week. There was a congressman assaulted, a congressional candidate assaulted with a knife in California a couple weeks ago. There's all this is part of the desperation, folks. they realize they can't really win at the ballot box. So they win in the courts. And if they can't win, and that's why this is so important. If they can't win in the courts, they try to win in the public arena through the media to paint a certain picture. And if they can't win there, guess what? They're violent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm starting to worry. There's a leftist might try to take out Kavanaugh, take out the president. They, if they lose the midterms, stand by.
Oh.
You're going to see Antifa come out. They're going to unleash Antifa.
Yeah.
Because they're going to go, okay, if we can't do it at the ballot box, we can't do it in the courts, we can't do it in the media, we'll do it in the streets.
Well,
that's the leftist way.
There was an interesting story I wanted to get to. I can't really dig into it now. We're about out of time. But in France, there's, I think her name's Marine Le Pen. Did you hear, about this story?
No, for her tweets, she's been ordered to go under psychiatric evaluation.
Yes, she says she's going to refuse to do it and see what they do. But this is the kind of danger... I mean, this is getting dangerous.
Yeah, no, for your political tweets, the government's going to order you to go undergo psychiatric.
And basically,
that's what all the Soviets did. That's what all.
Oh yeah.
Well, and what she did,
you don't agree with our policies, and you must be mentally ill.
She showed graphic images, but basically, she's like, "This is ISIS, guys. You see this beheaded corpse?
Yeah.
This is ISIS." I mean.
For showing the truth, you need to go under
exactly.
or go psych.
Exactly.
I had that on my list. It's very
and
dangerous.
And you think, well, that's France, but
no,
hey, it's
they're
France.
They're industrialized country.
Right.
Look, let me run down some news because we've been so, everybody's been so consumed with this Kavanaugh circus up there. These are interesting things. We've been kind of worried about the spending because, we're spending. We're growing, but we're still spending like Democrats, right? Well, Trump came out today and called the congressional spending bill they just passed ridiculous.
Yes.
It's way too much money, and where's the wall? He is
love
livid.
Yeah.
Because you're spending all this money and you don't even have the wall in there.
It's they're spending money on things that we don't want and not spending any money on things that we do want.
He's livid. So there is some hope there. Another news item that nobody heard about. North Korea and South Korea just had new talks.
Yeah.
Where they're going to get beyond the war and there was a rededication to denuclearization. All those things are out there. The Arctic is almost completely covered in ice, and it's the snowiest September in Canada ever.
Uh-oh.
That's for your global warming. Here's the worst one. Bert and Ernie are gay.
I've read that, too.
What?
They're puppets.
I know they're puppets, but that's what's so insidious about the militant gay lobby. They got to make puppets have sex. They're crazy. All right, folks, we'll be back. The plate's full. Y'all have a great weekend. Be safe and pray for America. Honey, it is time to come home.